News coming with the Rockets out of Toyota Center. GM Raphael Stone and assistant GM Eli Wittes signed a multi-year contract extension earlier this season. And earlier they've signed extensions. And based off of this year, they go 41-41, 500. This was a big year for them. They needed to have improvements. And I think very much, like I think Nick Caserio, the Nick Caserio in entering this season, when they had to hire a coach, those two were in a similar track, right? Now I think Nick clearly is further, but this year, 41 wins above, not a losing season at 500 for where they were. This was a big, big step for him. So much like Nick, he has the year he needs to have to keep not only his job, but now he gets extended.
Look, I mean, here's the deal. You're talking about striking while the iron's hot now. I mean, you've drafted well. You had some young players that played well and then got injured. And then you had when those guys went down, you had some guys that you drafted play well. You had the team as a whole appear to get tougher. Obviously got better, but appear to get tougher and mature. Your veterans that you signed in the offseason were the plans for Fred VanVleet and what's my man's name, the enforcer?
Dylan Brooks.
Dylan Brooks. I mean, the plan had to be exactly what we watched unfold. I mean, the way those guys were the roles they played in developing these young dudes, it had to literally be written in a playbook somewhere. And it appeared to unfold perfectly. And so, look, I mean, strike while the iron's hot, man.
Yeah, both of them, when I talk about Stone and Caserio, whoever was all involved, they both did what they needed to do to start things, and that is D'Amico Ryans and Ime Udoka. And basically what happened here is they had the largest jump of anybody in the league from 22 victories last year to 41 this year, almost doubling that. So that is
– Well, if Nick wouldn't have signed a longer-term deal when he got hired –
He might have got him one.
If he'd have signed him a three-year deal right now, he'd be – he'd have a big one, wouldn't he?
He might have him some new money, yeah. So, as we said yesterday, a huge success this year for the Rockets.
Yep.
And now it's moving on to next year, and they've got some stability there, and we'll see what they do moving forward. But – big year for them, and Raphael Stone, he gets paid for it.